The Chris and Steph Podcast.
Let's talk food. Love talking food.
We do. We talk about it pretty much all the time, especially like off air as well, between breaks. That's all we're doing is discussing how hungry we are.
There's a little bit of a behind the scenes look.
Planning
at what
our next
here.
Meal.
Bose Fine Foods have launched a bit of a Kickstarter for, you know, they have slices of cheese where they're doing slices of tomato sauce. This is their brand new idea and concept. So instead of just getting a slice of cheese out for your burger, you get a slice of tomato sauce out as well and pop that on your burger as well.
Look, I have two different trains of thought on this, and I don't know what your sort of, you know, area of thought is.
Yeah.
My first area of thought, convenient, wonderful. I packed lunch for my partner this morning, and I must admit that it's something that he would normally put sauce on. I was like, I can't put sauce on his lunch. It's going to go, ugh,
it'll
by lunchtime.
It'll go funny, yeah.
And I was like, wow, those, you know, sauce squares would be handy right now.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of me says, are we just getting more and more food that looks like rubber? Like, is there a point in time where everything we eat looks like space food?
That's a good. It's a
like,
good point.
We no longer do this.
Yeah, it's everything's like, you know, pre-made, pre-packed, and it's no longer that fresh sensation anymore. I worry that it looks a little bit leathery. Like
it looks cheesy. It looks like a cheese slice, you know, dipped dyed in red, doesn't it?
However, the Kickstarter has actually reached its funding goal of just a mere $15,000 already, with a month left to go. So it looks like people are getting behind the slice of sauce concept, but I don't know if it's going to work.
It's good for camping. Maybe there's like a market for it.
But you know
somewhere.
What? One of the greatest things you can ever do is, you know, go to the fridge and just grab a slice of Kraft cheese or something, and then that's a snack. You just grab one of those. And,
yeah.
But would you
snacks staple in my diet? Whatevs.
Would you be as tempted to go to the fridge and go, I'll just have one of those delicious slices of tomato sauce?
Well, only if you're going to provide me with a mustard slice as well afterwards,
so
or a barbecue slice.
All the condiments. I'll have a mayo slice, thanks very much.
Now, that's not a bad idea.
Actually, I could get behind
that. Yeah, I could get behind a mayo slice.
A tomato sauce, a barbecue sauce, a mayo slice, and
like a special
mustard.
Edition slices that are like, you know, Big Mac style sauce.
So suddenly we went to from naysayers to, hey, this idea's actually got legs.
Well, as I said, that space food mentality, I feel like we're getting, you know, further and further away from that, you know, shop to the outside of the supermarket mentality.
Yeah, you could nearly use these slices to make, like, your own sushi rolls, I would think. Would you have a tomato sauce sushi roll? I'd give one of those a go. Absolutely.
Ugh.
No? You don't like the idea? Oh, okay. I'm just
not at all.
Okay, we were with each other up to a certain point, and then we
the
went on.
The cheese stands alone.
The cheese is standing alone. Well, there you go. We'll have to wait and see if and when that gets rolled out, but the Kickstarter's been given the thumbs up. They've raised the money, so it looks like it's a goer.
If that's what the people want, that's what the people shall have.
Oh, let's get up with Chris and Stephanie on 105.9.
Oh, Chris, your life is a mess.
I've got a massive headache, and I just can't deal today. I'm just knocking crap off the desk left, right, and centre.
It's okay. It's all right.
But I'm here.
You know what's really good for the brain and for the soul?
Oh, sleeping?
Singing.
You are absolutely right. 9 minutes after six, get up with Chris and Steph with the
Breakfast Bell Tower.
That's the one.
For 1870 Restaurants Orange on here.
Yes, and of course, 1870 with their $20 lunch special. It's available today, and actually available Monday to Thursday. Well worth checking out their $20 lunch special. How's the game played this morning?
Okay, so...
Well, you tell them. I'll get the pen that's under the desk.
Okay. This is awkward. Anyway, so the game's nice and simple. What happens is that we've got some tunes. Now, those tunes are going to be pumped down the line, but only Chris can hear said tune. Now, Chris knows the lyrics. He's on it. He just sings along like, you know, he's in the backseat of Mum's car. So focus, it's 1992 and he's listening to his Walkman and he is just singing along.
You say in the backseat of the car, what did your mum call your family? Was it a wagon or a something?
Don't start me on the disco-mobile.
The disco-mobile, back
your
in the old...
Your girl likes to listen to dance jokes in the disco-mobile. Thanks, Mum.
Well,
anyway, we're in the disco-mobile, you're going to sing, people have to guess the song.
I've got a song at the ready. As soon as you know what it is, we need the name of the artist and the title of the song. Both things, okay? Name of artist, title of song, 13, 12, 16, you'll win a $50 voucher to 1870. Go and take it for lunch today and go and take a mate with you too.
But we're going to make you work for it.
All well, right.
Chris, you have to work for it.
I've got a song.
Good.
My turn to sing.
Yep.
Are you ready to hear, however?
Oh, you know it, boy.
All right. Well, I will drop this out. Let's see if we can do it justice this morning. Here we go. A moment, a love, a dream, a loud, a kiss, a cry, our rights, our wrongs. A moment, a love, a dream, a loud, a moment, a love, a dream, a loud. Oh, I think the song was a bit loud in my headphones then. You might have actually heard it bleeding through to
I
on
air.
Hear it. Couldn't you?
No, I couldn't hear it at all.
Okay, good. Excellent. Well, 13, 12, 16, if you know that song this morning, I made it as hard as I could possibly go.
You hit some notes that I thought were hard to possibly get there.
I hit some new notes that no one ever has hit before. Do you know the song? 13, 12, 16. Give us a ring. We could award you with $50 to spend at 1870. Do you want to hear it? One more time?
Yes, I do. Do you want to hear it back? You'll have to hear it this time.
A moment, a love, a dream, a loud, a kiss, a cry, our rights, our wrongs. A moment, a love, a dream, a loud. A moment, a love, a dream, a loud.
I really would have loved to hear you hit the chorus notes.
I think the chorus would have given it away, but yeah,
those notes in the chorus that would have people's cats chiming in, I think would have been beautiful.
13, 12, 16, if you know it, all thanks to 1870. It is the Breakfast Belt Out on Hit.
The Breakfast Belt Out for 1870 Restaurants Orange on Hit.
Yes, and it is my turn to sing this morning, Steph. After last week's fantastic rendition of Macklemore, it's my turn to pick up the microphone.
It certainly is, and I think you just did a really good job. I know you're not, 100% at the moment, but I think you did a really good job.
That's one of the all-time best compliments I've ever received. You did a really good job.
I sound like a teacher in fourth grade.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. Cool, excellent. You get the participation award. Thanks very much,
teacher. Here's a sticker with a cat saying good work.
This is a song for those who missed it.
A moment, a love, a dream, a loud, a kiss, a cry, our rights, our wrongs. A moment, a love, a dream, a loud. A moment, a love, a dream, a loud.
Oh, there you go. So that was what I was singing moments ago. 13, 12, 16. Tell us the name of the song and the title of the song for your chance to win a $50 voucher to 1870. And, of course, 1870's $20 lunch special is available today. Actually, it's Monday through to Thursday, so go and check it out this morning. It is Sarah on 13, 12, 16. How's your day going, Sarah?
So far, so good.
From the other side of the radio, can you tell that I'm suffering with a cracking headache today? Is that transferring across the air?
Not at all.
Oh, although good. It does keep reminding us.
Well, I
think we're all getting a bit of a headache.
You guys have to pop out early. I mean, boss needs plenty of evidence before I go home.
What, just before a long weekend? Who, me? No, never.
Sarah, thoughts? What's the song? The name of the artist, title of the song, what is it?
Temper Trap. Is it Sweet Disposition?
Is it Sweet Disposition? Well, let's have a listen and see what the reveal says.
A moment, a love, a dream, a loud.
Absolutely, Sarah. Sweet Disposition, Temper Trap. Oh, which means you
awesome.
Get $50 to spend at 1870. So
lovely.
Take yourself or take a mate. I mean, it's up to you. But $50, I mean, especially if you go for their $20 lunch special, you could take someone with you.
Exactly.
Sorted.
She says exactly like, I'm not going to actually confess it. I'll take anyone.
Two lunches. I'll just have...
Yeah, totally.
Well done. All right, well, you enjoy your time at 1870, okay?
Thank you very much.
Well done, Sarah. Another cracking winner. We'll do it again next Wednesday morning. Back to you, handball it back to you. It's your turn to sing next week.
I like
when
you sing.
Yeah, I know you do. It makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
Get ready. Get up with Chris and Steph. Hit 105.9.
2 minutes after eight, your Wednesday morning. Still to come, we're going to catch up soon with Debbie the Dog Lady, talk about chocolate, eggs and your puppy dogs over the break. What is good, what is bad? We'll do that very soon.
But right now I'm going to throw the question out there on 13, 12, 16, pretty much asking how your Vegemite.
How your Vegemite?
Well, some Vegemite combinations, some strange combinations you've come up with after yesterday we were speaking about the brand new Vegemite hot cross bun.
Oh, yes. Don't they look good?
They look really good.
And they're what?
Good.
They're Vegemite on the top, but also then in the mixture
spread them
too?
With, yeah, so the Vegemite's made into the dough and then you can spread it with Vegemite as well.
Such a good idea.
Such a great idea. And, you know, I've seen the Vegemite in, like, Vegemite spaghetti. There's a recipe that goes around quite a bit that's like a Vegemite noodle-y spaghetti thing.
And I spoke yesterday about how I constantly see like the ad on TV and the lady's cutting up the tomato and she puts tomato pieces on top of her Vegemite on toast and I'm like, I don't know what this is, but I should give it a try. It looks pretty good.
See, me, I'm a gal who loves a poached egg on Vegemite.
Really?
Like I have a crumpet, then I have butter, then Vegemite, then a poached egg.
Vegemite and egg, that intrigues me because I would never consider going.
So good.
Because you've got like that very...
It's just salty, like it's just like having a salty egg.
A salty egg. Well, this is what we want to know this morning, 13, 12, 16. How do you Vegemite? What's your Vegemite combo? What do you have it with?
Do you have anything super unique?
Super unique, something different, something that maybe no one else has ever tried before, but it's like
I gave it a go.
And I've never turned back. 13, 12, 16, what is your Vegemite combo? Or as Steph said earlier, how do you Vegemite?
How do you Vegemite?
13, 12, 16, get up with Chris and Steph. Get up with Chris and Steph. It's now 10 degrees as we talk about Vegemite this morning, Steph.
Yeah, we're talking about Vegemite hacks or how do you Vegemite, as I'm calling it.
It's really Vegemite combos. You know, we've had for years now Vegemite and cheese, and people are starting to branch out into other things. Vegemite hot cross buns is what you mentioned before.
Yeah, and I mean, I said I love a poached egg on Vegemite.
Which intrigues me, because that I feel like that's
delish.
Two opposite ends of the taste spectrum
Not
together.
At all. They are a great little combination. Same with like Vegemite and avocado.
Oh, yes, I have seen that. I've never tried it.
I haven't tried the like the noodle recipes that you often see. Like I think Vegemite Australia often share them.
Oh, with like mixing the Vegemite into the noodles and yeah,
I've
making some sort of a sauce.
People do like the spread on a baking paper and put it in the oven and they make Vegemite salt.
What on earth are you talking about?
Yeah,
Vegemite salt.
Yeah, you can make like Vegemite crumb salt stuff that you can like sprinkle on things. So you can have like a Vegemite sprinkle.
Sign me up. We've got other suggestions this morning on 13, 12, 16. Laura, what's your Vegemite combination?
Well, I like Vegemite and spring onion rolls. It's so good.
Ooh, rolls. Now,
what's a spring onion roll? Where do I get such a thing?
Well, you just go to the shop and you buy a bread roll and you get Vegemite and you get, like, you know, a green spring onion and slice it and Bob's your uncle.
I know. You were thinking like
a cheesy spring roll, like
yes.
Something like pre-made that you go to Baker's Delight to get, but you're talking like...
No, I make it.
That sounds delicious.
It is really nice.
If you had to say it tastes similar to something, what's the closest taste that you would say it's near?
Vegemite and onion?
Yep, that'd be it.
Good. No, that really cleared it up. That's good. All right, good suggestion. Thanks for that.
No problem.
And over to Jen on 13, 12, 16. How do you Vegemite? Jen, what do you do?
I actually like Vegemite and maple syrup on my pancakes.
Holy moly, we've hit the jackpot.
That's amazing, and that's something I've never thought of.
Vegemite, maple syrup on your pancakes. I've got to give this a go this weekend, because I've got... Coincidentally, I've got all those items in my cupboard at home, so I'm ready to
go. You're ready to go. They're all in the pantry.
How did you discover this?
Well, I always like Vegemite on toast, and then, I don't know, it just somehow managed to accidentally fall on my pancake once.
And it's good.
Insane,
I don't think so at all. I think you're brilliant.
I love it. It
the
sounds
brilliant are often misunderstood.
It sounds like an elaborate problem that happened one weekend. I tripped and all of a sudden all these delicious things fell together and I just had
Pretty
to try
much.
Them.
Delicious.
Yeah, it sounds so delicious that I'm probably the most keen for that one, for that option.
Yeah. I think, you know, Vegemite's one of those things. I think Vegemite and Australians go together like Bunnings and a sausage sizzle. Like it's
Absolutely.
Just, they're just hand in hand. I really think they're just such a quintessential thing.
You should write poetry because that was on point. I feel like this is a science segment. What do you reckon,
yeah,
Steph?
Yeah, go for it. Science.
Let me pad while I find the science bed. The basic story is about a man who's decided to launch himself into space.
When there's another groundbreaking development, you can trust one person to cover it.
You know, I'm a huge fan of science. Speakers. Cane toads in half.
This is Steph's Super Science-y Segment.
But it's mine today. A couple of years ago, Mad Mike Hughes declared to the world that the Earth was actually flat, and he didn't believe this whole round sphere nonsense. Conspiracy that people had been banging on about. So Mad Mike Hughes, who's a limo driver, decided that he would take it upon himself to build an actual rocket and launch himself towards space in the hope of being able to get visual evidence that the Earth was flat and not indeed round, as many people believe it
to be. Wow, joining some of the greats, I suppose, when it comes to exploration and science.
Absolutely,
yeah, okay.
Some of the many greats. Now, it's been delayed so many times until recently he has actually been able to launch himself sky high in his home-built rocket. Now, that sounds terrifying to me. But he's done it. He's blasted himself nearly 600 metres into the air in a homemade rocket on Saturday. And so he's done it. He's made the rocket. He's launched into the atmosphere. And
what size was the rocket?
Big one.
Like human-fitting rocket?
Human-fitting. So he's inside the rocket and he's launched himself.
That's not even safe when NASA does it half the time.
So this isn't like a hobby kid or something where he's just gone and...
Yeah, sorry, in my head he was, you know, like... pumping the water thing, and then the water pressure like makes the rocket launch up.
Shoots the Coke bottle into the sky. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I had.
But he's done it, but still not enough evidence for him whatsoever. He's still not believing that, hey, didn't get a good enough view. Hoping to launch himself, I think, again, a bit higher than he did last time. But if you're wondering about the man who goes, hey, I'm going to build a rocket in my garage, let's flash back quickly to when he addressed audiences on the internet with his fantastic idea.
Oh, hello, I'm Mad Mike Hughes, and I'm in my living room here in Apple Valley, California. And if it looks like a museum, it actually is. It's kind of a place where I live, but it's got history here from 40 years of rockets and land speed and whatever. So what we're trying to do is jump over half a mile with my steam rocket. And I am the only person that's done this since Evel Knievel attempted it 41 years ago at the Snake River. And we all know he never tried it again. And there's a lot of reasons why, and I'm not going to speculate.
It's a good reason for that. So leading the astronomical footsteps is Neil Armstrong, and there was Evel Knievel, both fantastic astronauts for their time.
Well, he's a modern-day Columbus.
Yeah.
Was Columbus the first one who said the Earth's flat and had to sort of prove people... wrong or right?
Well, here's my issue with the whole thing of not believing the Earth is round and
how deadly
it's flat.
It is to throw a rocket into the Earth's atmosphere.
He's got a garage set up with a lot of scientific information on how to build a rocket, yet he's not entirely happy with the science around why the Earth is flat. So he's happy to take some science to launch himself into space, but he's not happy to believe the other science that the Earth is round and not flat.
As a limo driver, what qualifies you to build a rocket? Like, have you looked at a few limo engines and gone, yep, all right, I'll need to make a dipstick in my rocket, or, you know, whatever it might be.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know.
Possibly limo drivers are qualified for that line of work, rockets, building rockets. So
I don't think anyone's qualified for that line of work unless you've gone and spent, like, a million years in uni becoming, like, a top rocket scientist.
Well, let's just say...
Oh, rocket science, mate.
Please,
that's just my hobby.
His rocket launch has ended up in a lot more positive space than a lot of people believed it could have landed. They had suspicions that it could have gone a lot worse than it actually did.
Don't try this at home, kids.
But once he brings us the conclusive evidence, we can then tell you whether or not the Earth is flat. So stay tuned for that one.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.